Bernie Diamond with a different perspective.
It's just great to be with you again this week with a different perspective. It seems that the faster that life gets, the more connected we become through technology, the more emotionally isolated we feel. So many options and choices and priorities and things to do. But somehow, deep down inside, you know where we live? The lonelier we become. It's kind of a bizarre paradox. It's as though the people and circumstances of life conspire around us to put our lives under siege. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not being paranoid. It's just that somehow we get to a point in life where all of those things, even the good things, surround us and cut us off from the really important things, our sense of well-being, meaningful relationships. It's like a siege. We're cut off. Ever felt like that? And when we're under siege, we develop a siege mentality. The last few weeks on the program, we've been looking at dealing with difficult people, looking at the faces and the masks that people put on. We've been looking at relationships. But so far, we've been focusing on the other guy, the other people. This week, I'd like to look at the whole relationships thing from the other side, from our side, from the inside out. So we're going to do a bit of poking around inside and look at what happens to us in life when we end up under siege. You know what I mean? I mean, life gets so busy or hectic or something gets difficult and we just feel like everything's conspiring against us. It's not always like that. But it can be going along a little bit like, you know, a toothache. It just starts off small and it gets bigger and all of a sudden it turns into a raging pain. Well, what is a siege? In the olden days, as my children say, but back in history, you know, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, a siege was when an army tried to attack a fortified city. And if the city was so well fortified or so well sited that it couldn't be attacked, what the army would do is simply surround the city. And if there was water running through a creek or a river, they'd divert the water and they'd stop food from going in. And so weeks and months and even years would go by. And the whole point is they couldn't get through the defences of the city, so they'd cut them off from food and water and starve them out. It was kind of a stalemate starvation. And the people in the city effectively had two options. They could stay there and starve and die, or they could break out and fight their way out and maybe die doing that. And it was a very difficult option because often these armies were so big that there was no way they could break out. So the only other option they had was to surrender. Now, it wasn't very pretty. I mean, you can imagine being in a city under siege, the desperation, the sense of inevitable fate, the hunger, the fear, the brooding dread. Sound familiar? I mean, it's what happens when our lives end up under siege. And in fact, I'd like to take you to a story. It's a biblical story that I believe truly happened. If you have a Bible and you can go and grab it now or later, it's in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. It's a story of when a city called Samaria, which is kind of north of Jerusalem, was put under siege. Let me just share it with you. Sometime later, King Ben-Hadad of Aram mustered his entire army and he marched against Samaria and laid siege to it. As the siege continued, famine in Samaria became so great that a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver and 1/4 of a cab of dove's dung for 5 shekels of silver. Now, as the king of Israel was walking around on the city wall, a woman cried out to him, "Help me, my lord king." And he said, "No, let the Lord help you. How can I help you? From the threshing floor or from the wine press?" But the king asked her, "What's your complaint?" And she answered, "This woman said to me, 'Give up your son. We will eat him today and we will eat my son tomorrow.' So we cooked my son and ate him. And the next day I said to her, 'Give up your son and we'll eat him.' But she has hidden her son." And when the king heard this, the words of the woman, he tore at his clothes. Now, since he was walking on the city wall, the people could see that he had sackcloth on his body underneath. And he said, "So may God do to me and more if the head of Elijah the prophet stays on his shoulders today." So he dispatched a man from his presence. Well, you know, sieges don't get much worse in terms of sheer desperation and survival and basic instincts when mothers start killing and cooking and eating their sons. Awful stuff. You can see that the king, who was supposed to be the leader, didn't react so particularly well. Well, that was a city back then. What about life now? When we're under siege from all sorts of things, from people, from places, from priorities, from pressures, from being poor in time. What we do is we end up putting defences in place. I've recently been to a place where people have barbed wire around their houses. We do that emotionally. We protect ourselves, and sometimes we don't even realise we're doing it. We push people away. We don't really connect. We become superficial in our relationships, almost afraid to connect, with a quiet, brooding, and sometimes even noisy sense of desperation. Just surviving, just getting by, just living, only just. Come on, this is very common for a life to be under siege for all sorts of reasons. And if that's maybe you or someone that you know, it's important that we recognise these symptoms. So we have some choices. The first one is we can stay there and die. Now, let me ask you, how many years do you have left on this planet? 50? 25? 10? 2? 1? Maybe 6 months? Who knows? Life isn't a dress rehearsal. Life is there to be lived to the full. And if we just stay in this daily treadmill with a life under siege day after day in quiet desperation, let me ask you something. Is that really living? The other choice is we can step out of the siege. In a siege, doing something about it looks to be a scary business, but it's really the only alternative to a status quo. What a decision. Let me ask you the hard question. Is your life under siege? Are you just surviving, just getting by, with circumstances or people or work or pressures cutting you off? Am I just surviving? The good news is that is not Jesus' plan for you. Jesus does not mean for it to be so. To be sure, we go through seasons. We go through seasons that are kind of a wilderness experience. But Jesus doesn't mean the whole life to be like that. That's why he said, I've come that you might have life in all of its abundance. They say for an alcoholic, the single most important step is to admit that he or she is an alcoholic. And I just wonder whether, with all the lives that are being lived right around the world, with this sense of siege going on, with people who are made in God's image who are not meant to be under siege, who are not meant to be suffering like that, I just wonder whether the first and the most important step isn't to say, I heard that joker on the radio the other day, and that's me he was talking about. That's my life. My life is under siege. For the rest of this week, on A Different Perspective, we're going to have a look at what to do about it. But my prayer for you is that as you consider your life and your circumstances, that you might identify the things that are causing your life to be under siege and go to Jesus and say, you know something, Lord, maybe it's been a long time since I've prayed and maybe I don't even know if you're really there, but my life is under siege. And right now, Lord Jesus, I need your help. Thanks for starting your week with A Different Perspective. I really hope that today's program helped you to think through what's happening in your life. And I also hope you know just how important you are to me and to this program. It's only through friends like you that we're able to continue broadcasting on this station, which is why I'm so grateful for your support through your gifts and your prayers. So often, difficult people can be a big part of the sieges that we experience in life. So before we go, I'd like to remind you that this week, I'm offering you a free booklet with some notes and questions to help you to deal with the difficult people in your life. So give us a call to order your free copy. I know you'll be blessed as you explore life from a different perspective. So you can call us toll free today on 1-300-722-415 to request your copy of the booklet, Dealing with Difficult People. I know as you explore the issues and questions in that booklet, God will work with you in your difficult relationships. We all have them. That number again for your free booklet is 1-300-722-415, or you can visit us online at adifferentperspective.org 24 hours a day. And if you prefer, you can write to us at Christianity Works, P.O. Box 608, Beecroft, New South Wales 2119. Once again, that's P.O. Box 608, Beecroft, New South Wales 2119. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again at the same time tomorrow with A Different Perspective.